Hi Krishna, this morning I gave a Bhagavatam class, kind of Shishi Panchatattva, and I'm going to give just a little overview of that class. I will put it on maybe tomorrow, because I may not have time today to send it off on the internet, but that has also Bengali translation. I'm not quite sure yet how good that recording is. But in any case, it's a very wonderful verse, and the verse, I have to admit that I haven't thought or remembered. It's not one that's quoted often by Acharyas, not one that Srila Prabhupada quotes, but it seems extremely relevant to devotional service, relevant to us devotees, and from coming from today's addictive world. And it's the 6th canto, 16th chapter, 39th verse. And I suggest that you devotees read it and read Prabhupada's purport. But basically, the message that we're getting here, Chitraketu Maharaj is speaking, is that if someone is, and Prabhupada uses this word repeatedly, obsessed. If someone is obsessed with material desires, but nonetheless he worships Krishna, the process of worship is such that it purifies his heart from those material desires, and ultimately, one goes back to Godhead in this life. The word said there says that you don't take birth again. So not taking birth again means you're going back to home in one lifetime. And I say it's very relevant because in my experience over the years, one of the main issues that devotees come with is that they find that devotees, while very faithful to Krishna consciousness, but they find that they're material desires are so deep-rooted that even after 20, 30 years, Krishna consciousness seems to be more of a struggle with material desires than rather a positive cultivation of love for Krishna and manifestation of loving sentiments. And they get discouraged. But here, this verse seems to address just those devotees. He says, don't worry. He says, even if you're obsessed, and Prabhupada uses the same word, obsessed, even you're obsessed with material desires, two things take place. Now that's me talking. Two things take place. One is the power of absorption in Krishna's holy name, devotional service, what that actually does. And in the verse it says it's like frying seeds. When you fry a seed, obviously once a seed is fried, there's no point in planting it because it's not going to grow. So material desires, whatever state they're in, whether they're in pre-seed, seed, they're sprouting, fructifying, they're fried, they become impotent. And that's the power of bhakti, that's the power of devotional service. And of course, not only that, but Krishna, the second thing is that Krishna is such a person, such a wonderful person, that he, of course, personally personally takes charge of devotees' spiritual lives. Yasya aham anugrahami harishitam dhanam shanaya. Krishna says, I'm personally managing devotees' Krishna consciousness, devotees' life. And the result of Krishna's personal intervention is that he doesn't allow, he fulfills desires, but he doesn't allow those desires to be seeds for further material desire. In other words, the way there he fulfills them is that so devotees give up all desire. And of course, the prime example of that is Dhruva Maharaj. So the combination of these two things produces a very wonderful result, a result in which devotees can get great hope and solace and encouragement to continue on. But Prabhupada quotes one verse to substantiate that this absorption in Krishna gets this result, and it's from the seventh canto, Kama, Dvesha, Krodha, Sneha. And there it says that by Avesha, which means absorption in Krishna, and that absorption, it actually equates to obsession. Just like being obsessed with material desires, here it said someone who's obsessed by thoughts of Krishna. So it's a standard. Prabhupada saying, all right, it's not just any old thing. It's not just because you're sort of fingering your beads and every once in a while go to Bhagavatam class. But people who are really striving and struggling to do their best in Krishna consciousness, who are very, very sincere. Prabhupada gives special emphasis in the purport to chanting Hare Krishna. So obsessed with Krishna consciousness, devotees are obsessed with going back home. They have to be really serious. It means real serious sadhan. If devotees are really obsessed, avesha. Avesha in one sense also means actually to enter into, to become one with. So of course not in an impersonal way, but devotees become so absorbed in their practice of Krishna consciousness. Despite material desires are still there. They still linger, that's all right. But devotees are, and that's called sincerity, but still they're trying so hard. So for them, this verse is very relevant. And I suggest devotees can read it. You'll find it's extremely rewarding, relevant verse, encouraging. And that's it. It's not it. A lot of other things could say. Some of the things I'll have said in the verse itself, in the lecture itself. But I need to go out quite soon, so I'll just end that podcast right here and see you again tomorrow. Hare Krishna.